Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in, 414-799-1250.
If you leave this
fan
game on
Throwback Thursday,
you leave this game on the NFL Network, it's not going to be a celebratory move.
Oh, no, we'll flip it off. We'll flip off the 1998 wild card game, Packers and Niners. We'll get something else on the TV. But for right now, it's a pretty good game, isn't it?
Well, to start off, yeah, I haven't kicked off, but yeah.
You would know a lot more than I would. I apologize. I know the end result. I don't know anything that happened in this game.
Oh, well, then we can watch it so you can learn.
So, yeah, maybe I'll figure out exactly what happened. I'll know the whole story to it.
Yeah.
414-799-1250, some education for some young Bucks fans last night. First time in 18 years, Bucks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Sparky, I apologize, I did not catch any of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show last night. I was down in the Deer District enjoying every bit of that area that they had last night at the Mecca Bar. It was outstanding. Place was fired up all night long.
So was it full final, even though the game was across? Was there people in there?
Oh, yeah.
It was.
All full of the buddies that I went with, they got there at 4:15, waited 45 minutes for a table. They order, bring out the food, and waiter puts the bill down. Like 5:45, they're like, oh, sir, sorry, man. We'll tip you, but we're going to be here for a while.
And that waiter said, crap.
Went through the whole time. And really, I mean, honestly, I don't mean to brag or anything like that. It was decent prices, good time. Like, it wasn't outrageous, wasn't crazy.
Your buddies were there from
4:15 till about 9:30.
What kind of bill was it?
Everything was in double digits. I was there for 5 hours. I think my bill was under $50.
So you left at like 11:30 or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So I mean, it was well taken care of. Absolutely. But the entire district, man, they started gating off the entryway into the little plaza as people are about to file out of Fiserv Forum, celebratory mood after you clinch in Game 5.
Yep. Yeah, it was a pretty cool deal, no doubt about it. And it was pretty much what everybody thought it was going to be, and that was a blowout. And the Celtics pretty much rolled
Steam
over
roll.
Like everybody thought they were going to do. Kyrie was god-awful, throwing up air balls and everything else. Mm. It was a brutal display, and then you have the Celtics afterwards talking about the selfish nature of the team, guys playing for themselves, not playing for the team and so forth after the game, and pretty much excusing Brad Stevens of everything that went wrong this year. Brad Stevens after the game is saying, this was my fault. I couldn't get everybody to play pretty much as a team. I mean, you want to talk about one of the biggest collection wastes of talent that we've seen in a while. That Boston Celtics team is probably right there, I would think, with everybody else. Now, the Bucks just continue to prove how great they have been all year long, and they proved it again in this series, losing the first one to win the next four in blowout fashion, and all of them running away from them. And now they wait for the winner of Toronto and Philly, game 6 tonight for that one. And then game 1 will be either Monday or Wednesday, depending on who wins game 6 tonight. So, I mean, they could very well have a full week off. If Philadelphia wins tonight, game 1's not till next Wednesday. So you're talking about a Bucks team having a full week off, mm-hmm. and they're not playing till 7:30 at night. Different than the last time where they got stuck with what was it, 11 o'clock start,
noon start, yeah,
right?
Ridiculous.
And then everybody said, well, if Bucks don't play well early on, this isn't going to go well, and it didn't. So this will be a nighttime start for game 1, regardless Monday or Wednesday, 7:30 start. Eastern Conference Finals, man. Crowd's got to be louder. Everybody's got to be more juiced up because now you're literally one series away from playing for the NBA title.
Halfway done is what I heard in the videos that the Bucks put on Twitter, Gary.
8 games.
As the locker room was going through, Connaughton was going through giving high fives, Snell, Giannis, whatever it was. Everybody's saying 8 more to go as you got 8 wins already. 8 of their 9 playoff games they've won. They've won 7 of those 8, Gary, by double digits. A 25-point blowout last night.
Yeah, it's been impressive. I mean, it really has. And I think, you know, if you doubt the Bucks before, I think maybe it's should be over by now. And here's what I think has happened, and not just to the Bucks, I think maybe to a lot of other teams as well. You look at a team like Golden State,
mm-hmm.
and you know what they have, and you know they're loaded, right? And so what you're trying to do is figure out, then you look at all these other teams, because they're trying to be like Golden State, and do you have enough talent to equal that of Golden State? And maybe one could say that maybe the time has run out on Golden State, that, you know, a lot of those guys getting older, or it's getting old to them. They don't, I mean, because the fire and the passion right now that Giannis is playing with is like, I want it and I want it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done waiting.
Yeah, he's, you know, and all these other guys have won it. And so what they're just trying to build on their legacy, but trying to go get that first one and chasing that first one, there's a little bit more aggression, towards getting that. And when you start comparing the rosters, I mean, look at Golden State's roster. We know what that is. It's an all-star roster. How many of those jokers are in the all-star game? I mean, they leave out. I mean, mm-hmm. did Klay Thompson even make it this past year?
No,
he did.
Andre Iguodala, multiple-time All-Star. Draymond comes off the bench.
I'm just saying those guys. I mean, and so when you start looking at, I think a lot of people have been spoiled by it. Then you look at the Bucks roster, right? Because I think you go, you got Chris Middleton, great. I'm glad he got to an All-Star game. And then after that, you got Bledsoe. And then after that, you got playoff Patty C. Dan Mirotic and Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sterling Brown, Malcolm Brogdon coming back.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't feel anything like
Ersan.
The Bucks right now, man, I mean, they just got it. And I said it the other day. They just got it, and they got it rolling. And they're playing well together. And they're playing some really good defense. And maybe the times of building these super teams could be over.
When the super teams really came into effect, when you think about Boston making the first one, kind of with Ray Allen.
Because the Bucks are not a super team.
No, absolutely not. Garnett and Allen. It looked around that there wasn't going to be a chance for the Bucks to compete with that at all. Because no super team was being formed in Milwaukee. We all kind of knew that.
Right. That wasn't going to happen.
The Bucks had to try to build it similar to the San Antonio Spurs mindset of and where Mike Budenholzer came from, Sparky.
Yeah, to a certain degree, but Mike Budenholzer didn't have a superstar and MVP like Giannis on that squad. And I argue, I'm not even sure he had a Bledsoe and a Middleton to go along with it. He had good players, decent players, but not the talent level of this Bucks basketball team. This Bucks team, I think, is more talented than what Budenholzer had in Atlanta. I don't know if that's even up for an argument at this point.
No, not at all.
But right now, what you're seeing is, and as far as what Gary said about the super team, I don't think that's going to change. You're going to see New York probably try and get Durant and Kyrie Irving to go along with whatever they end up with the draft pick. They're going to try and build a super team. Atlanta's got a ton of money. I'm not sure anybody's going to go to Atlanta as far as a top-tier all-star, but they're going to make a run and try and get some players in there, whether that's Vucevic from Orlando or whoever. They're going to continue to add guys. Because the one thing that everybody does know about in this league is if you do not have superstar or stars, you're not winning an NBA title. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple, New York has none. So they have to try and figure out how to get two NBA superstars. The best way to do that is through free agency. The LA Lakers, which is a complete disaster, also is going to try and be a player, I'm sure, in free agency and get another star to go with an aging LeBron James. Will they be able to do that? Don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Philadelphia is a team where they got Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. They're going to try and keep those guys to go with Embiid and Simmons. So while Milwaukee's not a true super team in the aspect of they didn't do it through free agency and guys coming to play with each other and so forth, that's true. But could this Bucks team possibly get on some type of run if they're able to keep everybody together? Maybe.
414-799-1250 Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. First time since 2001. Can react with us like John in Brookfield. You're on the fan, John.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, I wanted to call because I want Milwaukee fans to understand and Wisconsinites to understand how great this is because I'm not from around here. But you have a team that was just in the NLCS, one game away from the World Series. You got another team that looks like they're going, and they're right there in the NBA. That doesn't happen all too often. And it's amazing that we're not even, you know, when you think about all the sports teams, we're not even talking about the Packers. And I remember when you guys talked about who's the players when we did the Giannis, Yelich, and Rodgers, and we tried to rank them. I mean, this just proves the point that Giannis is a generational player that we have not seen. We've seen Rodgers before. He's maybe not the best quarterback in his own team in the history with Brett Favre. You got Tom Brady out there. You got other quarterbacks that have done what Rodgers have done. Giannis, we've never seen Giannis before. He is a unicorn, and we're witnessing something that we actually have never seen before in the NBA. And I think that's amazing, and I don't know if people realize that.
Appreciate the call, John. And we're going to get into a little bit more of this. Adam McAlvey had a nice penned a nice article, Gary, at Brewers.com, and we'll link it at 1057FMTheFan.com, where he speaks to the fact that you have, last night, four MVPs from the state of Wisconsin playing still currently for your teams in one building under one roof, all there for one common situation. That was watching the Bucks go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, and I disagree with him about Rodgers. Rodgers is a generational player as well,
mm-hmm.
At his position. We've seen something like that. The guy that I would, because everybody loves to compare people to people, but Aaron Rodgers is probably a cross between, who's the left-handed joker? He's playing right now in San Francisco.
Steve Young.
Steve Young, and maybe like Randall Cunningham. But he's more accurate than Steve Young. So we've never seen anything like that. And Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers not even the same as far as ability, physical ability. They're not even in the same category. And I think generational player baseball wise, is Yelich a generational player, Steve? I'd leave that to you guys.
Not yet.
You baseball guys.
Yeah, but it's
not yet. I mean, it's looking like it. It's looking like it.
Because it's tough to argue when you come two RBIs away from a triple crown.
But, I mean, this is year two of this. So, I mean, mm-hmm. if he does this again this year, then I think it really solidifies him probably in that category, yeah.
And so then now you're talking like, you know, Ken Griffey. That's generational. I mean, Ken Griffey, I see those guys. I don't know. Do you want to put,
I mean, A-Rod, Jeter.
Yeah, them jokers.
Arenado, Trout.
That's where he goes. That's where you're trying to. And you're right, maybe a little bit too early to throw him there. I don't know if Braun got to those heights. Did he ever get to those heights?
No, but it was cut short because of situations.
Well, he was an MVP, though.
Yeah, he was. And he was at the top of his game, and hit 40 bombs a year when he was there.
Cheating scandal ended that, though.
Yeah, see, that hurts him big time. But for Giannis, no doubt about it, I mean, a generational player, an ascending player, I mean, he is still not as good as he's going to be, which is absolutely amazing, freaking unbelievable. This guy's a freak. What he does is, we've seen it before, but we hadn't seen it. Shaq didn't have a crossover dribble like Giannis. Shaq couldn't pass like Giannis. Shaq couldn't hit free throws. I mean, because everybody wants to compare Giannis to Shaq. I think there's really no comparison.
Yeah, it's difficult to say it in a difficult game and totally different games as well.
Yeah.
As the eras have changed and cross-pollinated as well. 414-799-1250 Bucks going to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2001. We're talking about it here on the Wendy's Big Show. We also got chances for you to win $1,000 at 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, even after we get off the air. We'll talk about it with Gary Wolfel later on today. We'll talk a little bit of Kevin Durant as a situation with the Golden State Warriors last night. Starry, dicey situation out in Silicon Valley. We'll get into some of that. And your reaction as the Bucks are on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals. 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show rolling on a Throwback Thursday.
You can tell right away, that's A, when the people start to move, they can feel it all.
there's a sweeter voice than Stevie Wonder. Woo! Sir Duke, Stevie Wonder, Throwback Thursday on The Fan.
Standing test of time, doesn't
man,
it?
Man, I mean, that's something crazy. I'm going to enjoy today. I'm going to enjoy this a lot. I'll tell you that much right now. I'm going to enjoy listening to Stevie Wonder all day. At 105.7 FM, The Fan, use the hashtag Big Throwback is how you get involved with Throwback Thursday coming up next week. Who are we going to be listening to? You tell us. We'll give you some nominees. We'll give you some guesses. I know Jeff Orlowski's going to throw out some ridiculous nomination. And then you can, too. Use the hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan, on Twitter. Gary, this was you last week, correct?
Yeah, it was.
Stevie Wonder?
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear your nominee as the reigning champ before we get out to some more calls after the Bucks go to the Eastern Conference Final.
Well, you know, I'm feeling like a little, let's go a little America.
Would you like to explain to me what America is? Is that a band? Is that singer?
It's a band.
Okay.
America.
America is how, okay.
Yeah. Horse America. With no name.
Okay.
Been to the desert where the heart to no name.
With felt good to be out on the rain.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah.
They made the memory no name. Don't be doing that day. Don't be doing singing la 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 la
na, 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 na. Stevie, la, la. What's your nominee now?
I'm a little distracted. Reading this thing about Aaron Rodgers being on Game of Thrones.
How excited is that?
In
awesome.
Game of Thrones. Mm. Don't know. Don't watch.
Wow, can't wait.
I'll go old school. Haven't done it in a while. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Ooh, that's another good one. Anthony, while I write that down, why don't you go?
Lenny Kravitz.
I like Lenny Kravitz. I got a Lenny Kravitz outfit. I'll let you know when I'm tweeting when I put it on.
An outfit that you wear or his actual?
I call it my Lenny Kravitz.
Oh,
outfit.
Okay. You're Lenny Kravitz. Okay,
yeah,
I like that.
I got a pair of brown suede boots, kind of beat up a little bit. And
okay.
I got some jeans with some holes in it. And I got like a shirt I could just wear open a little bit and just some bracelets and stuff like that. And then like a jacket that comes like maybe to my knee, you know, throw it back a little bit. That's my Lenny Kravitz look.
That's one heck of a look. Was Gary Ellerson ever a denim guy? Were you ever rocking the denim look back in the 80s, 90s?
Them 501 Lees, Levi's or whatever, the 501 Threes or whatever they had, Levi's. I wore Levi's.
Okay.
Back in the day. Did you wear Levi's?
Yeah, they fit the huskier generation a little bit better.
Good.
I was like not wearing like the jacket, the denim jackets, because those
I didn't do the denim jacket.
Good, because I saw a couple of people wearing those last night down at Pfizer Forum.
But those are back in again. A lot of girls are wearing them, big time.
I don't know who told them. Maybe I'm just not fashionable.
No, they're back.
I'm
well,
probably the denim
just not.
Stuff?
The denim jackets.
I don't know, man. Maybe
denim jackets
just
are back in. A lot of women are wearing denim jackets right now.
Well, shows how fashionable I am. That's why I asked Gary Ellerson for any fashion advice. Yeah. I'll go with Neil Diamond on Throwback Thursday. Tweet one of those or one of your own. Hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan. More reaction Bucks with a blowout win against the Boston Celtics advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Trails on the north side of Milwaukee's on The Fan. What's going on, T?
What's going on with you gentlemen?
Fantastic, man. Jacked up.
Frankie Beverly. No, just kidding. Hey, I'm extremely proud of this team, man. I mean, not just for what they've done already, but for the faith I have in them to continue the quest and shock the world and win the championship, you know? I think this team, the way they've been playing all season, like I said, they're a machine. They're pretty much they are equal opportunists. They do not value one team over another. Anybody can get the blowout; it doesn't matter. They play their games. They focus on what they can do. I like that attitude. I like the makeup. And you know, I was watching a little bit of the post game stuff. After when they're doing the interviews and stuff, and they showed the Bucks going to the locker room. And just the chemistry, the vibe within there, they showed Giannis going up to the chalkboard, and it had 9 victories on there. He scratched out the little line in the 9 and made a circle on the bottom, and I just said, man, this team is – they are really charged up. They are really focused, really hungry, and that's going to do this justice at the end of the day. And the last thing before I get off, I would say is that I don't know if anybody is really noticing, but this could be a historic team if they finish off and they do, and they are able to win the championship. I mean, They've had a dominant regular season. So far in the playoffs, it's been pretty dominant with five blowouts so far in the playoffs. Well, maybe more than that. I'll take it back. They got a number of blowouts already in the playoffs. If they continue to go on this path where they're blowing teams out by double-figure digits and stuff like that, history's going to look on them kindly because with all the numbers, statistically, they may not have the talent or the megastars to stick out, but analytically and mathematically, their numbers are going to be in rare air with a lot of other teams who've won the championship before if they're able to finish this off. So, and that goes along with Giannis, too. If they said he's probably going to win MVP. He's got a great chance to win Defensive Player of the Year. You add those two regular season awards with the championship and the finals MVP, I don't even know if that's ever been done before.
Appreciate it, Trell.
We're talking about historical stuff. All right.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't really think about that, Sparky. If he wins Defensive Player of the Year, MVP, and a title, and then just throw in, you know, finals MVP just for giggles, that would be one heck of a hardware season that I don't know if we've seen before.
I don't know if we have either. I think it's an excellent point, and that would put him in rarefied air for sure, like Trell just said. It would be fun to see how this all will play out and how he's remembered in history if it goes that way. You know, if they beat Toronto or Philly and take care of that series and then go beat the Golden State Warriors with or without Kevin Durant, with or without Boogie Cousins, and win the NBA title, and like you said, finals MVP on top of everything else that he wins.
Because you just got to imagine it's coming at that point.
You would. I can't see how Golden State stops him. And you can put Kevin Durant on him if he's healthy. I don't think Kevin Durant can stop him one-on-one.
Who's that?
Giannis.
No.
No. So I don't think they've got the horses to stop Giannis. I think he's going to get wherever he wants to get to. And then after that, you look at it and go, well, what's he going to average? I mean, if he did this against Boston, who thought they had an idea of how to stop him, what the hell is he going to do against Golden State? Average 40 a game?
They need Boogie Cousins healthy. They need a multiple of players. Not, I mean, maybe not one guy, but if Boogie Cousins is healthy, they can throw him against Giannis, throw Durant, and who else they have that's not playing right now? Well, of course, you know they throw Draymond Green at him, just try to throw some elbows and piss him off or something like that.
Iggy's going to play a lot of defense, yeah. I would imagine, on him, too. But I was watching that Golden State game last night.
There's no one guy.
No, there's not one dude that can match up against him one-on-one and say, okay, we're going to lock you down on this. Last night I was watching that Golden State game when I got home. 35 minutes a night they're expecting Andre Iguodala to play. Man, he's 35 years old. Like, you're looking at some older dudes playing huge minutes. Mm-hmm. And Sean Livingston, who's thought of as one of the most valuable guys. Dude hasn't scored 10 points since January? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a team that is ripe for the picking at this point.
Their championship runs have been very, very good.
They were lethal in the finals.
Yeah. Those guys you just mentioned have been very, very good in the finals on their championship run.
414-799-1250. Sean's in Cleveland. He's on the Fan. Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Sean.
A quick shout-out to Mr. Butler. You got a contract you both sides live up to for once. Good for you. Second of all, Mr. Rogers is not as good as Brett Favre in throwing the ball, everything else, but he's better than Steve Young. He's the middle ground of great quarterbacks that were system and had some ability to play it beyond the system. And the Brewers, they took their losses when they played 16 games against the best teams.
Yeah. What radio show were you listening to before you called us?
To you guys online. I'm streaming you guys.
The Bill Michaels show or the Big Show?
The Big Show.
Big Show.
Yeah, the Big Show. Wendy's Big Show.
I was just checking because everything you're talking about isn't anything I don't think we were talking about. That's why I was just wondering. Thanks for the call. Continue to listen to us on radio.com. Anthony, did he tell you he was going to say all this stuff? Because we weren't talking about any of this.
I don't answer the calls. A lot of times they won't tell me anything anyway.
Well, then they shouldn't get on the air. Anthony, if they don't want to tell you what they're going to talk about, then they don't come on the air.
Well, they'll say, for example, yeah, you guys are talking about the Bucks. I want to talk about the Bucks and Malcolm Brogdon coming back, an example from yesterday. And then you took dude and he just like yelled at Gary.
Okay. Yeah, nothing you can do about that.
It happens.
I mean, that dude
that was an impromptu pick a lane, I guess.
That dude wasn't close on anything. We haven't even mentioned the Brewers. And Rodgers being in the middle ground between Steve Young and Brett Favre where did that come from?
Well, because
we
I
talk about that.
We did talk about that.
We didn't say anything about Rodgers.
Talking about generational players.
Well, so what? I mean, well, okay.
Well, I'm just saying we did.
I didn't realize it was a topic question.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
That was awesome. Love our listeners. Yeah. I also love Gina Della from Pella.
Yeah, well, you got to do that. Guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there.
What was the Butler Pella thing about?
No, oh, that I don't know.
He said that we got a contract. Yeah, got I don't even know what that is.
Butler got a good contract. So yeah, we're both ways.
And we hadn't even heard Butler's voice yet. So, yeah, I don't even know.
Okay.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, best windows and doors out there. Pella has nine.
Really want to give a shout out to the guy that's not there?
But probably. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020. Guys, experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you will work with her and her entire team. So call them right now today at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. That's with a zero down, zero financing, zero payment for 18 months, and tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
There's no thermometer for this. There's no way to read a temperature, but you know that Bucks fever is here because of blank. Answer that next. Winnie's Big Show here on The Fan. Chance at $1,000 comes up in 2 minutes. Wonder Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate you hanging out. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Bagger running back. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. See Sparky Pfeiffer's here as well. Host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. That trio makes up the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate it. And Leroy Butler hops in here, leaps in here from time to time. Not in here today. A lot of interesting, a lot of big stuff going on for Leroy Butler as he'll get married this weekend. My man Gary Ellerson will stand right by his side as Leroy Butler says his vows, coming up Saturday at Lambeau Field.
Hey, Gary, did Leroy write his own vows? Did we know?
Yeah, I don't know anything about a vow, cuz.
You know anything about your speech yet?
Well, yeah, I get done tomorrow, I guess.
That's good.
At some point.
I mean, you don't have to write it. You can just
that's
go up there
my
and wing it.
Right there.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Leroy was not too keen on you winging it, though, when we brought that up.
Yeah, it's going to be a wing. I mean,
Gary, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Do I get down and dirty, or what do I do?
No.
No? No.
Why not? I thought that was like the whole point of a best man speech.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I know a lot of best men. The guys
you got to be careful not to offend certain people in the room when you do it that way. You could offend her. You could offend her family by saying stuff. I mean, I personally would advise
against
it. I think
you're supposed to offend. That's what the best man
does. I thought that was, I thought that was like the whole point.
I've done it before. I've never offended anybody.
All the weddings I've been to, the best man and a maid of honor went after the bride and the
wow,
yeah.
See, but like if it's gonna be like a it's only funny because it's true kind of thing.
Oh, everything I'm telling you is gonna be true.
It's got to be like a well enough known thing.
Hold on, Gary's been married before, so your best men went at you at your weddings.
No, I didn't have a best man.
What are you talking about?
Gary walked up there and said, "I do.
This is it, guys."
You didn't have a best man.
No.
Even if you get married in a courthouse, you have to have a witness.
Huh?
Even if you get married in the courthouse, you have to have a witness.
Give me that.
You did not just randomly pick a stranger. Hey, you did not. Stop.
Come on over here, man. Stand here right there.
You're nuts.
Stand here right there.
You're not buying that at all?
No. No.
Anyway, come on over here.
No, don't buy it.
Have you?
I don't think his best man ripped him and his wives. I never had
a wedding.
Either one of them?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Just grabbed the paper and it was done.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh? Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Have you ever shredded anybody as the best man's
speech? Told you, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Have you given best man speeches where you're just sitting there like, this is very, very fun?
I teared up doing one of them.
Oh, I might tear up with Leroy,
yeah,
though.
For sure.
I teared up
absolutely
doing one of them.
Because
that was different because I was living with both of them at that point.
You living with
so
both
So they
them.
Were both moving out, and then...
Living at the...
We were all roommates.
All together.
Oh, so you were Ted Mosby in this situation.
He owned the duplex, and and then him and her lived on one side. That's not how it started, but that's how it ended up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate those when you, like, had a threesome like that.
I enjoyed it because we spent his money every time he went out of town.
Well, that works out.
That was great.
That's a good partnership. Well, I enjoy that a lot.
He was a cheapskate, so yeah. Every time he went out of town, he'd come home and we bought new stuff for the living room and did different stuff. And it was great.
I just didn't like the extracurricular noise and stuff.
Oh, I didn't have that problem.
Okay, good.
I've had it with previous people I've lived with.
I had a couple roommates that would just, come on, cuz, can y'all knock it off?
I did have a previous roommate. Like that I had an
Steals, come on, cuz. Quiet it down a little bit.
Hey, man, sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds more like a
badass
situation.
I hated that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I'm trying to watch a game. What? You know, you're trying to watch a game where you try to do something. You know, what are you doing in there? What? Come on.
What is happening?
Those were the days, though.
I mean, is everybody okay?
We're all grown up now. We're way past that now, though, Steve. But you might. No, you're at home, though, right?
I have plenty of those situations, yeah.
Sort of kind.
Still in those situations.
You are?
Yeah, sadly, yeah. Somehow I always find myself in those situations. I don't know why, but it happens. 414-799-1250, Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show, at 105.7 FM, The Fan on Twitter. Use the hashtag Big Throwback. You can go with one of our nominations or one of your own. Metal Church is the Jeff Orlowski nomination. America, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, Lenny Kravitz, and Neil Diamond. On this side for us. Let's go to Raphael in Oak Creek. Raphael is on the Fan. Hi, man.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good.
So my whole answer to how do I know it's Bucks fever is because now there is a slew of people who've never cared for the Bucks and or probably never watched NBA. Now they're like diehard Bucks fans. And
the same Bucks thing happened with the Brewers.
Ever.
Yep, same thing happened with the Brewers.
Can I ask you a question, Raphael?
Sure.
Does that irritate you?
Tremendously. Because if you are, if you're a fan of a team, whether they suck or not, you know, if you're their fan, you're supposed to stick with them, whether they're winning or losing. And just because the Bucks weren't as good as they are now, doesn't mean that you shouldn't have cheered for them in the past.
How old are you?
I am 37.
37. Yep. You're right in there.
Yeah, right in that pocket. Appreciate it, Raphael. There's Sparky, as the, I don't want to know if I, the leader of the parade, the probably the man steering the ship on the bandwagon as the host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. I feel it a little different as a 24-year-old who doesn't know any better in this situation. I just think it's cool that everybody's cheering for the team that I was always cheering for and everyone made fun of me for. Like, you'd wear a Bucks shirt and somebody'd be like, you lose a bet or something? That's what it was for pretty much my entire life. Now it's just cool. I went down there to the Deer District last night. People are fired up, yelling. I don't care that half these people probably didn't know who Sterling Brown is.
What was the age demographic of most of these people?
I would say from 21 to 41.
Right. So younger people for the most part, right? And we were talking about this earlier today off the air. And I'm telling you, I just think a big reason of why you have so many young people invested in this thing to a certain degree, is because of sports talk radio in this town. When I was growing up, there was no sports talk radio. So you got stuck with whatever the flagship gave you, which was pretty much Packers. 99% of the year is what you got.
And, yeah, an election.
Right. And that was all, you know, all fluff from the flagship for years. That's pretty much all that was. And then your Eastern Conference Finals years, yeah, you got some extra coverage there. But other than that, that was about it. And then we had a sports talk show on ISN for a couple hours a night, but there was no sports talk radio, and once sports talk radio kind of really took off in this town a little bit, then I think it really amplified the Bucks, it amplified the Packers, it amplified the Brewers.
For sure.
We had a guy the other night call to the postgame show and said, Sparky, I got to tell you, when I started listening to your radio station years ago, I could care less about the Bucks. Didn't care about them at all. I was a Packer fan and a Brewer fan, didn't care about the NBA or the Bucks. And because I listen to your station, now I've grown to become a Bucks fan over the last several years because listening to you guys talk about them all the time. So that's pretty cool. And I think that's kind of part of the reason why the younger people are involved. And the other reason is, let's face facts, man, you've got people that are bandwagon jumpers. It happens with every team. It happens in every city, whether it be here, whether it be across the world as far as soccer goes or whatever. This is what it is. You have a superstar player on this team right now, and because of that, you are going to have a lot of people are going to be like, oh yeah, dude, I'm a total Giannis fan. Now, if Giannis picks up and goes to the Lakers, will you start seeing Laker Giannis jerseys around here? Probably. It's probably going to happen. Just like when Brett Favre left Green Bay, you started seeing Brett Favre Jets and Vikings jerseys. It won't be any different. So in this case, yes, they're Bucks fans, but I'm guessing more of them are Giannis fans as much as they are Bucks fans.
You know what? And since we're going there, this sounds so childish to me. The so-called diehard Bucks fan.
Being...
No, because you guys, when we were losing, you guys weren't here.
No, you weren't there.
No.
You weren't there.
You guys can't cheer for us now. It just sounds so bush league, so immature, so childish. It just does. I mean, this is really how you build a fan base.
This is how you get generations.
Yes. This is how you become sustainable. This is how it happens. The Deer District, all that, this is how it becomes where you can't get tickets anymore by people who weren't there before. Now all of a sudden they're coming on, and generations are built on top of that.
And
now they got to continue to win, obviously, but this is the resurgence of it all. This is how it happens. It just sounds so childish that I feel like I'm going to take my ball and go home because I'm done. You guys are playing unfair. And I know we're going to get to this, but I just had to say this. And I said this to you guys there on the phone, and I felt this. I felt this. Yesterday we took these phone calls, and where people going, well, you weren't here when we were losing. This is how a professional team becomes sustainable. This is how it becomes generational. You'll have people telling stories, well, my mom and dad back in such and such bought these tickets, and it's in our family, and we continue to have them.
Mm-hmm.
No. Totally disagree, 100%. This ain't the Packers. With all due respect, no. When Giannis is gone, it's going to go back to how it was.
Well, no. See, let me just finish. And that's just why I said the word sustainable.
Right, meaning it's going to last past Giannis. I don't think it will.
Well, you don't know that. And no one thought it would last past Paul Hornung.
I never thought there would be a Giannis.
Yeah. I mean, no one. And the Packers got lucky getting Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you just can't say no, it's not going to last. Yeah, do you have to get the next superstar? Yeah, you do. You do. It has to continue to be that way. But who says that we can't? But that's how it becomes sustainable. And then maybe you go through a down period for a couple, 2 or 3 years. But those people, the Brewers right now, Steve, is probably a perfect example of this, how it has become sustainable. And they kind of had like a little dip.
But not 30-year dip like they did previous to
Doug
Alvin.
No. A little dip.
26 years.
A little dip. In where they kind of went down a little bit and came
right.
back up.
Like a just, couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, for a couple, just a right. little dip, and they came back up, and they kind of, and then just to, that's what keep it, that's what you want as far as a team and trying to keep, because the Prince Fielder and the Ryan Braun era and the Ben Sheets era is really gone.
Oh, yeah, way gone. Way out of here. Yeah,
remember Ryan, that? Billy Hall, Corey Hart, all those guys.
Jason Kendall.
Garallo.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Fielder's birthday today.
Is it?
I think so.
And the Brewers have been able to now come out on the other side of that.
He loved me.
So that's what I'm saying about the Bucks. They have to, if they continue to do it right, continue to get the next guy after Giannis. Who knows if they can't do that? They can. I don't know. But that's what will help it be sustainable.
What you just explained to me is how, as a younger dude, how I always saw the older generation of Packer fans. Because it almost felt like we got shamed for being, well, you guys only know good quarterbacks. You guys weren't here when they sucked.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know. But, yeah, it was more fun when the Packers won every week.
Exactly.
It's a lot more fun. And that's why so many people of my age demographic are huge Packer fans. Because mm-hmm. they've always been good. You've always Correct. Expected it.
And when I was growing up in grade school and high school, good luck finding a Brewers fan. People were Oakland A's fans because they had McGuire and Canseco and Ricky Henderson. People were fans of all teams. It's not the Brewers. You weren't going to find many people wearing Brewer hats.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But they lost 30 years of people. Mm-hmm. You lost multiple generations of fans. And then Rick Schlesinger and these people came in. And once those guys got up here, you've talked about it all the time, Gary, mm-hmm. sending buses to colleges to bring people
they did
over,
a great
whatever
job.
Else. They realized they lost a ton of people and had to figure out how to get
they
them back.
They went to the younger generation
and
in colleges.
This deal here with Giannis is bringing people back because he is a superstar, mm-hmm. generational talent.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is the arena and that Fear the Deer District, especially, and I can't emphasize this mm-hmm. enough, and it mm-hmm. doesn't seem like a big deal, but before, when the Bucks season was done, that part of town, there was nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
People were going to Mater's, right? And mm-hmm. that was about it. And then there was that other bar across the street, Buckhead or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. That was the only reason you were over there on Old World Third Street for the most part. And we went to Tuto. But that was it. So now you put all these bars in with garage doors and everything else, and we run on the air. They're going to have yoga classes in the summertime on weekday mornings. They're going to have Tuesday night movie nights during the summertime for kids and stuff and families to go out there. That's going to be relevant all year. But the reason why it's a big deal is because when you're sitting outside on the patio at the Mecca or whatever the case may be, you're looking right at the Bucks arena. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen? More than likely, you're going to start talking about the Bucks. Man, what a season they had, man. I can't wait for this season.
Right.
And it's going to keep them top of mind for fans where before they were forgotten until after the Packers were done.
And like you say, though, too, they had to continue to win. They had to continue to find that play.
Right.
Who would ever thought, Steve, if you really think about this, though, and I'm going back to the Brewers again because this is, to me, I just, the light came on my head. But really think about this. We are past Ryan Braun and them.
Yeah. Way past. You'd see Christian Yelich through that because of that trade.
Right?
Yep.
Did you ever think that that would happen, that we would go through Ben Sheets and who's the big guy now with the Yankees? You remember when that happened? We were down at Chili's, I think, somewhere.
Summerfest. Summerfest.
Yes, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We're past all that and we're here. How long has that been?
A decade.
15 years?
Yeah, a long time.
The Brewers have been sustainable for 15, I mean, and basically gone through that. The Bucks can do that, and that's how you build all that. And before that, you're right, it was horrible. The Bucks can do that. They can be sustainable that
way.
Well,
they were in the 80s.
Yes, they were.
And they did it really without a superstar. Now, that is different in today's era.
Well, Sidney Moncrief.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Sidney Moncrief. I mean, they had a lot of really good basketball players.
Yeah, really good. Like a team. Right. They didn't have a Giannis.
Wasn't a Giannis or a LeBron or something like that.
No.
Marcus Johnson was really good, though.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, that's my point. And they sustained it for quite a while. Winning division titles, just couldn't get over the hump in the playoffs.
Right.
Lose to Boston.
I'd love to have those days back, though. If I'm a Buck fan, and none of those guys were in the 80s, but I'd love to have those days back.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody would.
And Philly was just killing us, then Boston. But still, you were Eastern Conference Finals, you were almost there every year.
But that arena was the place to be. The Mecca was the place to be. Everybody was at those basketball games.
Yes.
And that's where it's going to be here. Now, very well could price out most normal people, but that is what that arena is going to be again.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Dan in Greenfield before a break. Dan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, so 3 years ago, I had to sit in the corner of the bar and beg them to put the Bucks game on just some random TV off in the corner. This weekend, my brother-in-law texts me, hasn't watched a Bucks game in his entire life. He's up in a bar in Rhinelander. He said there's a whole crowd in there just watching the Bucks game, cheering for the Bucks.
That's awesome. I bet you that hasn't happened very much.
No, you can't get that in Milwaukee, let alone Rhinelander.
Right. Yep, that's awesome. See, those are the stories I'm looking
for. Appreciate it, yep.
How do you know Bucks fever is really here? Stories like that. You got a story as well.
Well, Rhinelander is a story.
Now, that's a story right there. They're watching basketball up in Rhinelander. That's a story.
I filled in for Bill Michaels at some point during the season, earlier in the Bucks season, on that statewide show. And I just asked, you know, how big is the Bucks where you live? Like, are they being paid attention to around the state? Man, people were calling in saying they got truck pulls on in these bars and they won't even turn the Bucks game on and all this other stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is not good. Because their whole deal was statewide, and that was not where it was at the beginning of this basketball season. They were not tuning in. So to hear that guy talk about Rhinelander, if you're listening on the radio.com, man, please let us know. If you're listening in other parts of the state, I know so many people listen to the show all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know if there are more stories like that in different communities around the state outside of just Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and the southeast part.
Let's keep it 100 here, and I try to do the best I can. I hate bringing race into it, but I am. For a long time, the NBA had a bad reputation to it. Yes. And now you're talking about you want to put that game on in Rhinelander.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be the demographics for the NBA.
Yeah.
The NBA, they tried to clean it up. They started making the guys wear suits, suit coats.
That's all.
Sit on the sideline. You couldn't show tattoos and all that. And let's just call it what it is. Ain't many black folks up in Rhinelander and Antigo.
No, you probably count on
Watching the NBA. I mean, that is what it is. And so I think there's a resurgence of that. I think a lot of people kind of, the NBA has done a great job of pushing that.
Never understood that.
Back a little bit. But the NBA had a bad, bad reputation.
I've never understood how. We'll watch the NFL. But the NBA, that's just not going to work. I mean, I've never understood that.
Well, maybe I tell you off air why you did.
414-799-1250. I know there's Bucks fever because blank.
Like,
one more quickly before we get to a break. It's in West Dallas. It's Andy. Andy, you know there's Bucks fever because blank.
Well, because I used to actually work in a bar in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and when I left there 2 years ago, you couldn't pay the bartender to put the Milwaukee Bucks game on. I got a picture from the bartender, and they have it on the two screens by the TV, and they even brought in a projector to project last night's game.
Yeah, and Tomahawk, is that going to lacrosse?
Tomahawk's just north of Wausau, almost to Rhinelander. It's up there.
Okay.
Same area as Rhinelander, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's perfect. This is what we're talking about.
That's what it is, Sparky. That's what you're looking for.
That's what I want more of. Or family members, or friends, or co-workers, or whatever. Things happening at a school you teach at where before they never did anything with the Bucks. Now all of a sudden they're talking about the Bucks in school. Something. That's what we're trying to figure out here. How much Bucks fever really is there? And tell us why now you know there is Bucks fever. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Take more of your calls, and maybe Tosh has a good story as well.
Yeah, we got plenty of that. We also got your chance at $1,000 bucks, and Anthony Mandela is the latest in the world of sports on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.